The risk of dying from a heart attack rises in major U.S. cities on days when those cities host a marathon. A Harvard Medical School study has identified the reason, and it might surprise you. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
This study started, in essence, on a spring day last year when Dr. Anupam Jena and his daughter found the exits off Storrow Drive near Massachusetts General Hospital blocked. They had hoped to park in the area to cheer on Jena's wife, Dr. Nita Kapoor, in a road race through Beacon Hill. Thwarted, they went home.
And when we saw my wife later that day, I told my wife, I'm sorry we couldn't make it. And she said, well, I wonder what happens to people who try to get to the hospital on days of marathons.
Jena, as it happens, is an associate health policy professor at Harvard Medical School. To answer his wife's question, Jena looked at a decade's worth of heart attack hospitalizations for Medicare patients along the routes of 11 major U.S. marathons, including Boston.
Someone who's hospitalized on a race day has about a 13% to 15% higher mortality rate compared to identical days of the week in the surrounding weeks.
Jena says this is not about runners collapsing on the course. The average heart attack patient in this study was 77 and had numerous chronic ailments. It wasn't that hospitals were 15% busier or understaffed.
But what we did see was that there were delays in transport time to the hospital.
Ambulance data shows it took 32% longer on average to deliver a patient on marathon day than on other days.
And so we concluded from those findings that the most likely explanation is that there are road closures and delays in care that affect people on marathon days.
Jena suspects even longer delays for a wife or son who try to get a loved one to an emergency room on marathon day in their own car. The study does not have the delays for each individual city. If it did, marathon organizers say they're confident Boston would look better than others. Dr. Aaron Bagish is a medical director for the Boston Marathon and a cardiologist at Mass General.
I would be quite surprised if what we see in Boston reflects the study because of the immense amount of work done by Boston EMS to make certain that coverage is not only adequate, but even above and beyond what people would see on a normal day.
Boston EMS Chief Jim Hooley says the city has 125 additional EMTs and other personnel on race day, and they aren't just along the race route.
A lot will be out on either side of the course up in the neighborhoods because we don't want to impact delivery of EMS services up in there.
It isn't clear if this is the case in all communities along the course. Jena agrees that life-threatening delays are probably shorter in Boston than in other cities on marathon day, but the data suggests a blind spot. Jena says there may be times when Boston Marathon officials should interrupt the race for emergency vehicles.
As difficult as that would be for marathon runners, it's something we should at least consider.
There are breakpoints in the metal barriers that line the course in Boston where emergency vehicles could get through. They did after the bombings in 2013. But Boston EMS can't recall another time. Boston does advertise ways for drivers to get around or across the course. But the agreed message, in the case of patients suffering a heart or asthma attack, stroke, overdose, or other life-threatening emergency is, call 911. Don't try to get the person to the hospital yourself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.